Welcome back, everyone, to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. As always, I'm Budsamudra Knox, and today we're coming to you from, as always, from New Zealand in Auckland, where the weather here, I'm happy to say, is quite lovely, whereas last week it was a complete disaster. This week I have two stories for you from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. And without any further ado, I think we'll get started. The Lesson of the Hungry Dog, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Once there were two neighboring kings. They were friends, but at the same time there was considerable rivalry between the two. One day one of the kings went to visit the other. The host king was much more powerful and important than his guest. His army was much larger and, as a result, he was much wealthier. He was not at all hostile to his guest, but in the back of his mind there was always the fear that one day this neighboring king might surpass him in wealth. The poorer king, on the other hand, felt that his was a hopeless case. It seemed that he would never be able to match the splendor of his friend's palace or the strength of his army. He was jealous of his friend, but he knew that he could never equal him, let alone defeat him. The host king received his friend with utmost courtesy, and the two sat down to talk. The guest said,
"You are my true friend. You have made me feel so welcome here in your palace. Now, may I ask you a serious question?"
The host king answered,
"Well, any question that you have, whether it is serious or not, I will try to answer. We are friends, so it is natural for us to help each other. Tell me, how did you acquire such a huge army? You have so many soldiers, elephants, and weapons. How did you become so powerful?"
"Oh, you do not know? Oh, tell me," said the host. "Have you ever seen a hungry dog following its master?"
"I have not, but I can easily imagine it."
"The secret is that if you keep your dog hungry, the dog will follow you. I keep my army hungry, so they all follow me. I do not give them a proper salary, proper nourishment, or proper uniforms, so they all follow me. They feel that they will eventually get a high salary, good food, and all kinds of benefits, so they stay with me. They want to get a promotion. That is my trick." The poorer king listened very thoughtfully and did not make any further comment. He spent the night at his friend's palace and returned home the next day. On the way back to his kingdom, what should he see but a dog following its master? The king got down from his horse and started walking behind the dog and its master. After some time, the king felt very sorry for the dog, so he gave it a large piece of bread. As soon as the dog had devoured the bread, it started following the king and not its real owner. The king gave the dog a few more pieces of bread, and the dog followed him all the way back to the palace. The king immediately got the point. The next day, the king asked his spies to go to the army of his friend and give each soldier a very large amount of money on his behalf. Lo and behold, the soldiers all decided to join the army of this generous king. In a few months' time, the army of the poorer king became so strong that he was able to attack the neighboring king and defeat him badly. When the wealthier king saw the attacking army, he said to his opponent,
"But these are my own soldiers! How ungrateful they are! They have betrayed me to fight on your side! What has made them go against me?"
Then he began to curse the so-called poorer king.
"You are such a rogue! In the name of friendship, I invited you here a few months ago, and now you have taken away all my soldiers. How could you do such a thing?"
"You yourself taught me," came the answer.
"I taught you?"
"Yes. You told me the story of the hungry dog.
You said that if you keep a dog hungry, it will always follow you with the hope of getting something to eat. On my way home from your palace, I saw a dog following its master, and I tested your theory. I gave the dog a piece of bread, and then it started following me. In the same way, you were not giving a sufficient salary to your army. I gave them money, and now they have all become loyal to me. I learned this lesson from you, so you cannot blame me at all. Indefinitely, we cannot torture any living creature, whether it is a little dog or a human being. If we do so, we are bound to meet with the consequences eventually, for cleverness and unkindness are no match for wisdom light and justice power. Use Life Properly, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. There was once a real miser. He collected all his wealth and kept it underground. He dug a hole in his own backyard, and inside the hole he placed all his most valuable things. So much gold, so many pieces of jewelry, items of pure silver, and so forth. Once a day he would go into the backyard and uncover the hole only to watch and admire what he had amassed. One day, a thief happened to observe the miser go to his backyard and uncover the hole. That night, the thief returned with his tools and dug up all the miser's precious possessions. Nothing remained of the miser's hoard. The following morning, when the miser went to look at his wealth as usual, he discovered his loss. Immediately he started screaming and shedding bitter tears. He was saying, "Oh, I do not understand. How has this happened? How is it possible?" When the neighbors heard him screaming, they came running and inquired, "Oh, what has happened?" The miser was wringing his hands most pathetically. He said, "Oh, my wealth! Oh, every day I used to come at a particular time and uncover this hole. Oh, it was my secret hiding place. Inside, I kept my gold and other valuables. I did not spend anything. I was only hoarding and hoarding it. And oh, look, it is all gone." One neighbor said, "For years and years you have never spent anything. Your only joy has been in seeing your supply of gold increase. But what is life for? Life is for enjoyment. We earn money and then we buy things. When we use the things we have purchased, we get joy. In your case, you get joy only by seeing your gold, not by using it. Life has to be utilized to do something good. You fool! You did not use your money power to give joy to your life. Your whole life consisted in watching your money grow. I have an idea. From now on, continue to come here every day. Since you were enamored of your gold and you became happy by seeing the gold and not using it, you should come here every day and watch the hole and try to get the same joy. As you could not use the gold, even so, you cannot use the hole. But you can try to get the same joy from watching the empty hole as you did when it was full of gold. The gold has been removed, but the hole itself does not move. So now you have to come to the hole." The neighbor was wise. Life is like that. If we do not use life properly, if we are not on time every day to meditate and so forth, then we shall fail. Always, life is for activity. Activity. If you have anything, appreciate it and utilize it. If you have a flower, appreciate the beauty of the flower, then give it to your friend. By using the flower, it becomes perfect. But if you just see the flower and enjoy its beauty, tomorrow it will fade away on the plant itself. Life is always movement, movement, movement. If I have something, then it must go from me to you, and from you it has to go
to somebody else. Thank you for listening to episode 59 of Inspiration Sounds. Wow, what interesting stories those were this week, especially that last one, I guess, and their message in there is quite profound about how we need to use things properly in life and not waste things or do stuff like that. So next week on Inspiration Sounds, we'll have a few more stories for you as usual. It'll be our 60th episode. Feels like we're getting older every week. My thanks to John and Shimangali for putting the package together. And my thank you to those of you who continually do encourage me and our team here on Radio Sri Chinmoy and with the episodes of Inspiration Sounds. It's nice to hear from people, and it's nice to hear that people are listening. If you have any stories you'd like to hear, you can always let me know, send me an email or something like that. And if you want to hear some of our past episodes, then of course just go to radiosrichinmoy.org and go to the Inspiration Sounds page, and there you'll find all of our last episodes. Well, the day is upon us here. The sun is out, so I think I'm going to go outside and have some fun. But until then, I hope you have a great week. Hope you don't work too hard. Bye-bye for now. I'm Butsamudra. This was Inspiration Sounds.